The Chesapeake Bay's pleasures are obvious. The desire to get close to it strong. That is part of the problem. With millions of people living close by, the Chesapeake is under environmental siege. Decades of human development have had a harsh effect on the watershed, filling it with an overabundance of agricultural nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus, and industrial waste. Bill Matsuseski has spent the last 40 years trying to offset the environment degradation. He now works for the privately funded Alliance for the Chesapeake Bay.
In the case of the Chesapeake, the sources of the oversupply of nutrients are overwhelmingly from agriculture. About 60% of it comes from agriculture.
Benjamin Grumbles of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency agrees.
We think the primary challenge, the biggest challenge for the Chesapeake Bay, is nutrients. Nutrients are a good thing, but when they're in excessive amounts, they can trigger algae growth. Algae blooms, which then deprive the water of oxygen as it decomposes.
Much of those excessive nutrients come from natural and artificial fertilizers. But the overdose of nutrients also comes from antiquated sewage treatment plants in urban areas and leaky septic tanks in rural and suburban communities. Matsuseski explains that until recently, waste treatment plants took out the toxics and the bacteria, but not the nitrogen and phosphorus, because they were not considered harmful to human health. But they are for the watershed.
We still have, in America and around the world, hundreds of cities that have these combined sewer systems that go back 100, 120 years. In Washington, D.C., there are over 100 outlets that open up in a big storm and send raw sewage into the Anacostia River, where it does not go out to sea, where it ends up being caught by the tide and moved around.
This U.S. Navy Yard, located in Washington, D.C., dates to 1799. It once was an industrial facility to build ships, torpedoes, and munitions. Over a period of 150 years, the Navy discharged toxic materials into the bottom of the Anacostia River, one of the many tributaries to the Chesapeake Bay. Again, Bill Matsuseski.
And meanwhile, we have a situation in the river here where the fish absorb the toxics and develop tumors and other conditions so that people are not able to eat the fish out of the Anacostia River. This facility is no longer operating as an industrial facility, so we're dealing with what people will call legacy sediments.
The Chesapeake Bay has long been known for its high production of oysters, crab, and fish, and they support a multi-million dollar fishing industry. But environmental groups say that pollution and years of overfishing are taking a toll. Anxious watermen consider themselves lucky to pull in a full catch.
In a good year, it's a body of water that produces half of the blue crabs in the United States of America. It is 90% of the spawning area for the striped bass, a very important fish population.
Recent federal and private studies estimate that cleaning up the Chesapeake Bay will cost $28 billion, but plans to complete the restoration by 2010 are not likely to be met. Still, Benjamin Grumbles of the Environmental Protection Agency expresses optimism for the bay's future, even as he warns of the degrading effects of the region's fast-growing population.
The bay is definitely on the right track, and we are making progress. But the reason we're not comfortable with the pace of progress so far is the reality that every year 150,000 new residents move into that large watershed. That means more development, that means more pavement, that means more cars.
Matsuseski says what is happening to the Chesapeake Bay can be seen in coastal areas around the world, but he hopes that a new awareness of the bay's fragility, eco-friendly legislation, and new technology can help save it. For producer Zuli Palacio, Jim Bertel, VOA News.